Regulator.
Yeah, that would be your part. Yeah. If we're karaokeing the song.
That's the only
That's
thing.
Brock's part. Because I've heard your rap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What are you doing?
God, quit being weird.
Quit being weird, man.
We got a show.
6:44. You don't want to hear me rap? I'll lay it down. I'll throw it down, son.
Save that for karaoke night, too. Torture other people.
You know what I was doing the other day, real quick? I know it's so stupid. I'm like, I think I found a new karaoke song. And I might not be able to do it, but I was singing Shaggy. And what's the song where Shorty?
It wasn't me?
No, Shorty, You're My Angel. And I heard, Angel. Is that what? But I was like, you know, I think I could do the.
It's just kind of got to do the meat wad.
That's it. It's just meat wad. Yeah. So, girl, you're my angel.
You know what? Get on YouTube, type in that song, karaoke, and there's a guy who goes to the Apollo. You remember the old Apollo?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Dude, he gets up there. It's this white dude, too, and he karaoke's his song and smashes it. It's hilarious, dude. It's one of the most funniest videos. He gets to that part, dude, and the entire place explodes.
I'm going to have to see if I can do, if
dude,
I can practice
it. Dude, it gives me chills
it.
Just yeah. thinking about it, because, he kills it.
I'll have to check it out. But anyway, so next time we go karaoke, and I'm going to try Angel. By,
Good luck, because there's too many words, dude. You think you know how to do it, and then you get
you
like,
don't,
dude.
You don't even need to say the words, though. You just as long as you hit the yes, that's what everyone's waiting for. Yeah.
Mission complete.
That's it. See, we can do this. We should do this, man. Anyway.
Need practice.
All right. Well, now that's 2 minutes out of people's lives that we wasted. Let's do your rock news and rock history. See, it's all about the yeah.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Show is so stupid. As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy with AIR. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of, back on the road quickly and safely. Well, this is kind of a interesting take on your rock news. If you have to undergo surgery, you might want to ask your surgeon if they like AC/DC. Germany's Heidelberg University conducted a study on the effects of music genre and volume on laparoscopic surgery. In a comparison test, surgeons who played soft rock by the Beatles and hard rock by AC/DC, so it was a speed and accuracy test. Whoever wrote this, I think, was listening to something weird. So it was a speed and accuracy test of their surgical cuts were analyzed at different amplitudes. The study found that listening to AC/DC had the surgeons moving faster and with more precision, with the time needed to make a cut dropping from 236 seconds to 139 seconds and at a 5% increase in precision. Listening to the Fab Four saw these songs moving faster in inserting a feeding tube and more accuracy in applying stitches. Okay. So,
before we get into this, first of all,
yeah,
why are we wasting our time on these studies, guys? You know, come on. Focus on something a little more important.
Trying to figure out how to make modern medicine better, man. Make it better.
I mean, I guess, but come on. All right, anyway, getting into it. I don't know if I want my surgeon to be listening to anything. I don't want anybody head bobbing over me while I'm wide open.
So you got the doctor there. He's getting ready. He's talking. He's, so what we're going to do is we're going to make a decision in here. Thunder. And then what we're going to do is we're going to open you up. And this is where it gets really tricky. Then we're going to have to. Thunder. Wait, hold on. Is that AC/DC Thunderstruck in the background? Why, yes, it is. All right. Cool. Yeah. No, I think I would trust a doctor if he had an AC/DC tattoo, like fly on the wall tattoo on his arm. Like, I like this guy. But here's the big thing you need to take away from this. So AC/DC was better for making accurate and quick cuts. However, sewing you up, you wanted something from like the Beatles or something that's a little more. So start with AC/DC and then switch to the Beatles or whatever. Yeah. Don't keep that AC/DC going when you're trying to stitch me up, Doc.
It's too aggressive.
Yeah, it's too aggressive. All right, now it's time to. You got the cut down. Now it's the sewing up part that I'm worried about.
It's interesting, dude. Yeah. Wow.
So
I just wasn't. I guess it wasn't under the impression they listened to music while they were like super focused on trying to keep you alive. You know.
Yeah. I think it'd probably help. You know. I mean, think about like when you and your dad are in the garage, right? You got music on, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. Helps you. Helps you.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of comparing it to like studying, though. You know, if I'm like trying to study.
I'm sure, like studying, you can't have, you know, Wu-Tang Clan on in the background. That's probably not going to help. But they say if you have classical music, it helps out.
Yeah, what does rap music do to the surgeons?
I don't know. I honestly don't
know. Or country. What's country do?
I think we need a more extensive surgery. However, I don't want to be the guy that they're testing this on. Like, all right, so you're going to be the subject that we'll do this study on while they're listening. We'll try different music. Mm-hmm. Like, what happens if you play Weird Al while open heart surgery is going
on? Techno.
Techno.
What about dubstep?
I don't know. I don't know if I trust that one right there.
He ends up looking like a body from the movie Saw. What happened?
I don't know, man. Things got weird.
Skrillex came on, dude.
Got weird. Bad. Anyway, so there you go. Some interesting rock news for you. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Going back to 1965, Linda Perry of Four Non Blondes was born in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I said, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a great song.
Great song. However.
Remember like the second year when we were doing the show together, like that came up somehow. And we were listening to that song. I'm like, dude, wow. I haven't heard this song.
Oh, it's a killer song. Killer song. Massive, dude, there. I believe it was at 93 that song came out.
Did they have any other songs? I mean, I can't think of any other Four Non Blondes songs.
They had some other songs that charted, but not to the level of what What's Up. So,
wow.
Yep. But great song.
And you should play it. Is it in the playlist?
Oh, I got it. I'm sure I could throw it on. Maybe I'll do it during your 90s show. I'll throw it on for your 90s show.
Go.
Sound good?
There we go.
Yeah. Only if you sing along with it, karaoke style. That's it. No. All right. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.